In Maine, it's safari season, and droves of tourists toting insect repellent and cameras are boarding buses and boats looking to spot a moose, a real live moose. Charlotte Renner of Maine Public Radio sent this postcard from deep in the North Woods.
Watch your step up there. There's not a bad seat on the boat, so each one is as equally as good as the other.
Bruce Hamilton started offering his moose safari rides across Moosehead Lake to give guests in his motel something to remember about their vacation. On this blistering hot day, the Thomas family of Charleston, South Carolina, pays $35 apiece to venture into a watery wilderness preserve.
So we're going to keep our fingers crossed. These are wild animals, and we happen to just be fortunate enough that our path happens to cross their path at the same particular time. But I feel very confident about today's tour, and we will definitely see moose.
Hamilton times his tours for moose dinner hour, when they wade into the water to munch on aquatic plants and escape mosquitoes and black flies, the same bugs that are plaguing the Thomas family. But the Thomases swat away, undeterred, because they have known the sting of disappointment. This is their second Maine moose safari. The first one, they say, was a bust.
Didn't see a thing. Jumped some deer going in that one little cove, like, but no moose.
There's several moose up ahead of us here. Right on the flat up there.
Paul Thomas grabs his video camera and aims at a pair of antlers sticking out of the water. The moose rises majestically as if posing for a postcard. Behind the father moose, on the shore, three smaller moose stop eating and lift their heads. The moose stare at the Thomases. The Thomases stare back. Hamilton continues his commentary.
We can tell a lot by their body language as to whether or not they're going to tolerate our presence. What we want to have them do is literally acknowledge our presence, as the moose over there on the right-hand side is kind of looking at us.
During the three-hour cruise, the Thomases see 13 moose, a baker's dozen, they boast, as the boat docks in the setting sun.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. Thank you very much, sir.
Victorious moose watchers often stop by the Greenville Chamber of Commerce on their way out of town to record their sightings in a book. When moose are abundant, the day's tally can fill a couple of pages. When they're scarce, tourists wander in with frantic questions about moose habitat. Several have asked when a deer turns into a moose. At that point, visitor center staffers say they pull out the picture books. For NPR News, I'm Charlotte Renner in Greenville, Maine.